Throughout all this time, Lawrence Hargrave Drive was the lifeline that linked the 8 small villages and the coal mines along its route. But the road was subject to rockfalls, mudslides and slippages, especially after heavy storms.
I remember the big storm in 1950. There was huge rains everywhere at that time. There was floods in the inland rivers, and that road was closed from Easter Thursday till about a fortnight before Christmas.
Elaine Pugh's father-in-law, the policeman at Scarborough, was summoned to the scene.
He was rung and told in the middle of the night to get himself along there that the road had slid into the sea between Scarborough and Clifton, and to get up there and set up lanterns to warn anybody. And as he went out of the front gate of the police station, a utility truck went through. He shouted, but the wind was blowing and the rain was pouring down, and he thought, there'll be one at the bottom when I get there. And when he got there, the utility was pulled up a couple of foot from the edge. It was the NRMA man from Thirroul, and he didn't know why he'd pulled up. He had no idea what made him stop. And the whole road went into the sea. And their backyard at the police station, they got up in the morning and the back fence was hanging in midair and the land had fallen down the cliff. He said it was a very eerie experience.
Mark Hendricks is a geologist who has researched the history of Lawrence Hargrave Drive.
There's a couple of newspaper articles that mention this major collapse in 1950. One of the quotes, this is from the South Coast Times on the 5th of June 1950, when they're considering what they're going to do with it all. This is after gangs have been working for 2 months on the road, and the comment is that it'll be another 2 months before the road is trafficable. And there's a quote here that engineers, after viewing the wide fissures in the cliff face below the road, shake their heads and express the opinion that the task is most difficult, if not hopeless.
In 1950... we had that wet winter and the road was closed here for about 5 months, and Clifton Hill was just one great big bog heap, and they'd never done anything to it or tried to clear it, and a bloke got injured at Calcliffe Colliery and the ambulance had to go right around and he nearly died. And the miners had a meeting the next morning and they said, well, we're not going to work again until they put a road through round the cliffs. Clear the cliffs. So they put a bulldozer in one morning, and at dinner time the next day they had a one-way track through. So it's marvellous, the power of people.
What caused the road collapse of 1950 and subsequent similar events? Bob Webb, road services manager at the RTA Southern Region, explains.
We have this escarpment line which over millions of years erodes and collapses, and that forms a matrix of clay and rock pieces, which is quite permeable, and there's water fed into that by the coal seams, which are quite pervious, and so it saturates this material. You get a long wet period and then a big event, and you get these large areas of talus, which then become saturated and become unstable under their own weight largely, and that causes a collapse.